Good afternoon. Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine about our church, and I was trying to express that how nice, how the worship and everything. He said, it's very cool. And I never expected that this is going to be this much cold. This is really cold, isn't it? Anyway, it's a great opportunity to be back in the pulpit. While we were praying and everything, we said about the dangers in India, about Leslie Angle, related to Leslie Angle. Definitely, we had to pray for Leslie Angle, but you know, there is no animals there to attack anybody there, there is no danger, but you know, we had to pray for him, for his travel and everything, we had to pray. He is safe, there are some problems are there about the for the Christians, but don't have that idea that, you know, my wife is there for almost 2 years now, she is safe. So don't think that there is any problem there. But please pray for Leslie Angle, for his trip, for his travel, and he's going to different areas. So please keep him in our prayers. Why I'm saying about India in such a way that there are issues in the northern part of India. Last week, one police officer was killed by Hindu fanatics. The reason for that is they were trying to attack the Muslims. The reports are leaking out from the government now. Group of Hindu fanatics, they want to kill the Muslims because they gathered together, around more than 2,000 Muslims gathered together in one place. And the Hindu fanatics, they want to kill them. So what they did is they killed a cow two or 3 weeks back, and they kept that dead body somewhere, and then they displayed that one in a paddy field. The people gathered together. They were trying to move towards that Muslim congregation. The police interfered, and nobody knows who killed the police officer. Somebody shot and killed the police. So things are getting very bad in India, northern side. When I was growing up in India, I never ever felt that my friend Ansari is a Muslim or a Shah Jahan is a Muslim. I never ever thought that. The person who is sitting with me, who is sharing my food, Verma, I never thought that he is a Hindu. And they never considered me as a Christian. Now things are changing. Our ministers are afraid to talk about Christ. The current ruling party is trying to use their power to change a lot of things. Please pray. More than that, now we are enjoying freedom here. Don't take it for granted. I attended church service in Saudi Arabia, underground churches. There was an underground church in my house. Now we are free here. But you know, things may change. So please enjoy this freedom. Please pray for those who are being persecuted, those who are going through difficulties. Please consider them in every day. That is our duty. Okay. Again, I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to stand in front of this congregation. We reached to the end of 2018, tail end of the 2018. There were several significant things happening this year. There are several incidents happened. One of the latest thing, I mean, according to me, I think, NASA's InSight probe lands on the surface of Mars on November 26th. Definitely Buckeyes, and including me, considered Koch Urban Meyer resigned. That is another important thing happened in 2018, isn't it? I'm not saying Jason or Jen, I'm saying hi. Okay. So there are incidents, there are a lot of incidents are happening. It is amazing to see the distance between the Earth and Mars. You know, in kilometer, it is 54.6 million kilometers. In miles, it is 33 million and 126,866 miles from here to Mars. That's a great achievement, isn't it? When you analyze that further, what we are seeing is, we are able to reach that distance, but we are unable to reach the person who is living with us. We are not able to reach, we are not able to convince a person who is working along with you. The distance between human is widening. The science is helping us to reach to Mars. It is difficult for us to reach out to unbelief. Why? As we heard today from Tom, one of the gospel is our own life. We are failing in our own life. We are not representing what God said. Mahatma Gandhi, we call the father of India, he said, I like Christ, but I don't like the Christians, because you are not representing what he said. I like Christ, but I don't like how the Christians behave here. In northern part of Kerala, part of India, there's a state called Mizoram, Meghalaya. Those areas, there are a lot of Christians. The British missionaries were there. When they're about to leave, they start sending Bible to them. Very good thing. But when the customs or the immigration opened the packages, they found the book is big, but they carved out an area inside to keep the guns inside. And it consists of paper saying that you need to separate from India government as a separate nation. India government stopped further Bible to that area. Are we representing Christ in a proper way? Are we doing correct things? So today, this morning, my topic I want to share. This is something, you know, I am trying to criticize myself. It is mostly about me. I failed in different ways. Let's examine ourselves this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to be together and to understand and try to understand your word of God. Lord, help us. We are praying that Holy Spirit will lead each of us, Lord. Lord, help us. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn into Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. If somebody can read that for me, that would be great.
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
Well, in the past we studied the Revelation. I think Abby was taking several classes on Revelation. I am studying the Revelation and still continuously I am studying it very closely since 1996. I was able to teach or I was able to share the book Revelation to several other people, and especially those who are coming from the traditional church. I like all the books, especially this book I love more. The reason is it consists of past, present, and future. If you are teaching the Revelation, you will have the opportunity to teach the Old Testament. And in back in our place, in Kerala, people won't touch the book of Revelation. They consider that as very difficult. I'm talking about not a Pentecostal or not a Brethren church, talking about other Christians. So I usually use this. In any conversation, I used to talk to them about Revelation and say, have you read this? They said, that's only one book we never read. We don't want to read it. It's very difficult to understand. Then somehow we will be ending up in a class. And I was hosting it in different places. A few months back, we finished one section here in Dublin. It took around 3 years to complete that book. And at the end, you know, the very interesting thing, when you are reaching into the seventh chapter, people start calling you in the evening at home and asking, oh, this is the way the Bible, I mean, this is the first time I came to know these things are there in the Bible. So what, this is the correct way to do it, isn't it? And I have seen, I witnessed several baptisms along with that. So this is a very powerful book, especially first seven letters is very interesting. We can look into those letters in three ways. We studied all this earlier. As a prophecy, as a letter to a particular church, and again, a letter about your spiritual standards. So in three ways you can study the particular verses. When we are looking into the church of Ephesus, what we are saying is, and again the letter is structured in such a way that the Lord always prays you, always says, you're good in these things. These are the good things that you have. But then he will do a diagnosis, saying that these are the fault that you are having. Then definitely he will come up with a remedy. So we can see that there's a praise. These are the things you are doing, and I'm very glad about that. And then he will come up and say that, hey, there are a few problems you have. And then he comes up with a solution saying how to fix it. That's the same thing, that's the same pattern used for the church of Ephesus. If you look very carefully, we can see he used the word, I know. The Lord used the word, I know. And it is seven times he used in the seven letters. For example, in chapter 2, verse 3, chapter 2, verse 9, chapter 2, verse 13, chapter 2, verse 19, chapter 3, verse 1, and chapter 3, 8, and 3, 14, he said, I know. He know everything. This morning, when we are sitting here, he knows each of us. He knows the intention of you, why you visiting this place. He knows why you are here this morning. He knows what you are thinking. He know your works. Ephesus, they are saying, I know your works. I know your talk. Your patient endurance, I know. And your stand against the evil, I know. He knows everything about us. You know, in the beginning of the book of Revelation, it says, he got eyes to pierce through your soul to see what is inside. We are sitting in front of that. Your pain, your agony, he knows about that. He knows that what you are crying about. Same time, he knows that if you are doing things on a ritualistic basis, it's very, very interesting. When God says, I know about you. Here about this church, he says, your doctrine is great. Your work is great. Then what's the problem? Two things. Doctrine is great and your work is great. When we are looking towards us, our Columbus Bible Chapel itself, we got a perfect doctrine. I just want to say something related to that. When I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior in 82, I was searching for a church. This is according to the New Testament, according to the Word of God. At that time, I started attending the Pentecostal church. I was not satisfied. I was going through some difficulties by studying some more details, some way of teaching or something. I was not happy about that. But I was always searching for a church which is exactly according to the doctrine. 1992, I moved to Saudi Arabia from Bahrain after, Jim Sikansi Jerry, we decided that only one of us will work until our boys become in the middle school. So that was a decision we made in 92. So I moved to Saudi Arabia because I wanted to cover her salary too. So I was working for an international company, Netherlands Shipping Lines, as a systems manager. They provided me a very good accommodation. It was guarded, the police was in front of that building, a lot of good stuff. So I was living in a room, Jimsy was in India, and I was living in that apartment alone. One night I heard a Malayalam Christian song from my neighbor's house. They were singing in a very low volume, they were singing a Malayalam Christian song. Then I was so happy. Next day morning, I was waiting near the door to see who is that person. I know a person came out of that place. I went to him. He was in the road. I went there and said, excuse me, my name is so-and-so. I am a believer. I know I said I am a believer. That's all I know. Within a second, he gave me a hug. I'm not used to hugging those days. He gave me a brotherly hug. I was not able to breathe. That time I was not this much fat, believe me. He excused me inside his hand. And he invited me to attend his worship for the next week. I didn't know about that church. I don't know anything about that. I want to go and worship. I want to go and sit along with the Christian somewhere. You know, this is an underground church. So next week I went to that place. I was amazed. Because that was the type of worship I was looking for. I want a worship that is completely controlled by the Holy Spirit. Not based on a written program. I was amazed. That was the first brethren congregation I ever attended. I enjoyed that service. Eventually, I start hosting the church in my house too. That was a building, something to relate to the government, so you cannot expect any raid from the police to that building. So we were doing the underground church under the police guard. That was the beauty of that worship. I enjoyed it. Same thing, your doctrine is good. and your work is great. Columbus Bible Chapel, your doctrine is really good and your work is really good. You know, we had a relationship with North Korea before America decided to have a relationship with North Korea. We were sending money to that place, or we were supporting some work there. We reached out to the corners of the world. Now, your doctrine is good, your work is good. But you know, what the Lord says to the Ephesus church? That is sad. He said, repent. Oh Lord, why I have to repent? And my doctrine is correct. And my work is great. I mean, see, that's my situation. I'm talking about my own problem. I am seeing that I am doing everything perfect. I'm trying to do 100% perfect. But Lord is asking me to repent. He's asking us to repent. He's asking the church to repent. Ephesus church. Yes, my beloved brother, we need to understand what God really wants. Not only your doctrine, not only your work. He's asking us to repent. Why repent? Repent is only important for a believer, not for a non-believer, isn't it? And God used a very interesting word there. It says, you have fallen. Restore yourself. Your proficiency in the word is great. If you take one word in the Bible, you will try to understand or explain that one in the Aramaic language. You will use Hebrew. You will use Greek. And you will confuse everybody. That much proficiency you have. Sometimes I'm afraid, you know, if the Lord comes on the door and I'm preaching here, Lord will look into his own book and say, is that like that I said? Because we were trying to over-analyze the word to show our own efficiency, our own proficiency. We are very keen and very much knowledgeable in the word of God. Our deeds are great, but in a core of the core is missing the love towards Him. As I said before, the I know repeated 7 times in the 7 letters, 5 times the word repent is repeated. Repent. Repent. You have abandoned the first love. You've fallen. Repentance is required for believers to go back to the first status or to the basic. Your projects, your doctrine studies, your work leaves the God from our picture. Let's analyze ourselves once again and see. Are we doing exactly the same way what we used to do before? One of the psychologists said, the best thing to restore the marriage is to do the first thing again. Do you remember that after you married? Jidin, you have that thing. After you're married, on the first few months or few years, when your wife is about to leave the car, you will be running to that side and open the door and say, hey, please come down. After 3 years, come out. And before, you know, you are spending $1, you used to call your wife and say, hey, listen, there's something like that. May I go ahead and buy? Do you remember those days? That olden, golden days? Those are gone. So the psychologist is asking, repeat the first thing. When I accepted my Lord as my Savior, I was fasting. I was on my knees. I was crying in front of the Word of God. I was looking at Him for the support, for the strength. I decided to throw away everything that I used to have in my school, college, university. My influence, my friends, because I want to go for a prayer meeting. Because I want to go for somewhere else. I lost all those things. My first love is gone. That's what happened to First Church. As I said, I'm talking about myself. I do not know about you. If you think there's a correction is required, I hope this will help us to reinstate our characters. Are you start seeing things through the eyes of our Lord? Are we seeing what is important according to the God? Or are we saying, what is important for me? Then only I am going for the next level. I lost my first love. Lost the devotion. The God said, you need to restore it, reinstate it. That's what He's asking. Repent. He likes your doctrinal stand. He likes your work. But He's asking us to repent. And He's asking us to examine ourselves once again. And He's asking us to repeat the first thing again. That's what He's expecting from us. And God is giving us a warning to them. Can somebody read the last verse? The 4 and 5, please.
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place.
Enough. Remove your lampstand. Columbus Bible Chapel, if you are losing that first love, I am going to take away your testimony from this place. All God is talking to me and saying, Jane, if you are not reinstating yourself, and if you are not showing that love, the first love that you had, I am going to take your testimony. What is the use if I am not productive? I will die and I will reach home. True, my salvation is safe. But if I am not productive, what is the use? I want each of us to examine ourselves once again. Your head knowledge is great. I have several reference Bible. Recently, Fishbach gave me another Bible. It is on my desk. I have several online books with me. If you are saying a word, I will go and find out how it pronounced in Aramaic. All brethren are like that. All our people are like that. We studied a lot in depth. and our work is great. We are ready to spend all money. We are ready to spend everything. But you know, you don't have the time to sit in front of God and to talk to Him. You don't have that, the fire inside to reach out to Him and say, God, I need your help. You are not showing the love towards Him. This morning, the Holy Spirit is giving us this particular scripture to examine our own life. You know our status according to the God, according to the Word of God? You're fallen. That's what it is written. It's not mine. How can it be possible? If your doctrine is correct and work is great, how can you say that that's what the God says? If you lost your first love, reinstate. Otherwise, your testimony will be tarnished. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gandhi said. That's what Ravi Zacharias said. You will not reflect the Lord in your character. Without prayer, without submission, without showing the love towards our Lord, whatever the things we are doing is a waste. Let me conclude. That's why. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to worship you, Lord. Lord, we know that you paid a great price for us on the cross. Lord, you provided us everything available for us to understand the doctrine. You have provided every avenue to use our wealth. But Lord, we are cold. We lost the first love. We failed in burning that fire in us, Lord. Lord, sometimes we are doing things as a ritualistic way. Lord, help us to examine each of us and to reinstate us, Lord. Lord, we know our testimony is important. We need to be productive. Lord, if it is my fault, Lord, help me to understand and correct it. Lord, we thank you for being in our midst. Lord, we are submitting our assembly in your hand. Lord, we are praying for those who are sick, those who are away. Lord, keep them safe and protect them, Lord. Lord, we are going back to the world. From the safety of this church, Lord, help us to reflect you in a proper way. We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.